You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. That is some music from the Boise Phil. Did you know the Boise Phil has been serving the Treasure Valley for more than 60 years? In fact, it is the longest continuously running cultural organization in the state. And even in the middle of a pandemic, the Phil is finding a way to safely bring musical experiences back to our area. Joining us live to talk more about this is the Boise Phil's music director, Eric Garcia. Eric, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, Gemma. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Can you first tell us how your organization was impacted back in the spring when the pandemic, you know, first hit Idaho?
Of course. Well, first of all, we had to look at it in so many different ways. We had to look at, first of all, maintaining the safety of our audiences, our dear audiences. We had to look at maintaining the safety of our musicians. We wanted to keep providing music for our community. We wanted to keep our musicians involved in making music. So unfortunately, we had to cancel our remaining performances of the season, but we quickly assembled a team to think about this season and how we could be there for our audiences and community and give great music like you just heard.
I know, it's so beautiful. And I'm so bummed because you were planning on doing some wonderful outdoor kind of small musical experiences on Sunday, but the weather's too cold. So you can't play in the cold like that. But talk about how you have been able to, honestly, you're going to have another season. It's going to look different, but talk to us about that.
Indeed. And thank you for bringing up that point about Sunday. I think in a lot of ways that really does put a point on this, that what we have designed with the Boise Phil Digital Stage is a way to ensure that no matter what the weather might be, no matter where you are, you will have access to our music. For instance, October 3rd was the release date of our first performance, which was entitled Meet the Brass, and it was the concert of brass quintet music, an incredible performance, a lot of positive feedback so far. And this Saturday, October the 10th, is technically our digital opening night entitled Beethoven 250, a celebration of Beethoven's 250th birthday, and a concert of all Beethoven programs.
So how can people participate in this as an audience? How does that work then, since it's on a digital stage?
Absolutely. Well, what I will always recommend when I think about how I would want someone to present this to me is to go to boisephil.org. BoiseFill.org. And when you get to our homepage, you will immediately see our digital stage and you will be able to read about it. You will be able to find the details of the various levels of subscription. And also you will see the different ways that you can access it on your mobile phone, your iPad, your tablet, your streaming device, smart television. So we're trying to make it available in every possible way. And we've had a lot of people say that they've watched it on their phone, or maybe they prefer their computer. I watch the concerts on my television personally. So, but if you go to boisephil.org, we not only have all of the information and FAQs, but the telephone number that will get you to the right people to kind of walk you through this very new but very easy to navigate process.
And, you know, Eric, I think especially in a time like this, right, when we are socially distanced, you know, you're not supposed to gather. It is so important, I think, for mental health, frankly, to have outlets. And we can always look to the arts when there have been times of crises around the world, that the arts community really steps up. And that frankly is part of your mission, is to ensure these cultural experiences continue.
It is, because, you know, music is all about communication. We perform in order to communicate with our audiences. We want to feel the response of our audiences. And even though we can't be in the same space, this does allow that interaction. It's so very important. And for me, beginning the season of Beethoven was so vital because, as you said, in moments of crisis and moments of celebration, we turn to music. Well, more often than not, we turn to Beethoven during good times, during not so good times. He is able to communicate with us on levels that really elicit the necessary emotions to get us through certain difficult times or to allow us to be jubilant at times of celebration. So I wanted to kind of bring together this new concept of who we are for this season and a very traditional yet very symbolic composer like Ludwig von Beethoven.
So what else can people expect for this new digital season? So you said the Beethoven 250, that is premiering this premiering tomorrow. And then after that, what do you have planned?
Another 25 performances after that. And what's so wonderful about the digital stage is that all of the programs will be available for at least 30 days after their release. And some of the programs will be available even longer. So as opposed to a typical night out at the Philharmonic, if you can't watch the concert on a Saturday night, you can watch it whenever you want during the week or
that month.
So you have access to it to really fit around your schedule.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us about this. Of course, we will make sure we put a link on our website to your website so folks can check that out. And why don't we listen to a little bit more music as we're saying goodbye. But Eric, thank you so much. We've been talking with Boise Film Music Director Eric Garcia about their new digital stage. Nice talking
with you. As always, Gemma, thank you.
Absolutely. And you know what? We would love to hear from you. Right now, we're looking for stories from new voters who will cast their ballot for the very first time in this election. Is this you? Maybe it's somebody that you know, maybe someone in your house, a friend. If so, download our Boise State Public Radio app and then send us a radio quality message. And it's super easy to do. Here's how you do it. You go to the Talk to Us function in the app and just leave us that message, and then we may use your response in an upcoming show. Would love it if you did that. And a big thank you, of course, to all of you. Huge thank you to our producers on Idaho Matters, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. And our general manager is Tom Michael. Our production and programming manager is Paul Stribling. It's Friday. Take a deep breath. I hope you can find some joy in your day, some joy in your weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We will see you back here on Monday.